we are to be as his promises, single, transparent. Now he which, verse 21, now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul, that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. And this is wrapping up this chapter. He says, hey, he which establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. Meaning, we are established with you in Christ because God did it. God established us. You know, God, we preach the gospel. You know, anyone who likes to listen to the way I teach, what establishes the relationship we have, and whoever listens, I don't know you, but, you know, except for the people I do know, I don't know well, but, you know, there's a relationship. What establishes me with you in Christ is God. If God moves on your heart to say, you know what, I think that things that are being said here, this is of the Holy Ghost, this is true, and this is something I ought to listen to. So God's the one who establishes this relationship in Christ. I am with you in Christ by the hand of God. If you reject the things I say, well, then there's nothing to that. It's because they had accepted the word of God at the mouth of Paul that God had established Paul in Christ with the Corinthians. And he has also sealed us and given us the earnest of the spirits in our hearts. That is so important. Everything changed for me when I got the Holy Ghost. But I received the Holy Ghost in the same manner, in the same manifestation, I should say, as the apostles received the Holy Ghost. Whatever anyone wants to say about it, I care not, because it was given for me. I know what happened to me. I know the way it felt. And I often say it was either God, aliens, or a devil. And you look at the fruit of that day and what it's done for me, I can only come to one conclusion. I know that it wasn't the flesh, because there were powers that came on me. And for me, whatever anyone else believes about it, for me, it was a very significant day. It was a very significant happening. And it certainly affected my mind, changed my way of thinking, changed my behavior. On that day, I received many things of God. After that day, I never drank alcohol again, never did drugs again. And I quit smoking soon after. My mind was changed. The way I looked at doctrine suddenly just radically shifted. And my understanding progressed if I was going one step forward, two steps back prior to that, I just leaped ahead 10,000 steps in a day. And the scriptures just changed in my right before my eyes. The way I saw them and the way I was able to read them changed. And so receiving the Holy Ghost for me was definitely the earnest of the Spirit. Because earnest means, when you buy a house, you give them earnest money, which is a small amount of the total you give, usually a percentage of some sort, that shows you are sincere about buying the house. And what happened, when God gives us His Spirit, He's being sincere towards us. And He's giving us a small portion of the final purchase price, so to speak, for our souls. And I don't mean that Jesus wasn't the purchase price for our souls, of course, but what I mean is, you know, of the gifts. The Spirit is like, you know, by the promises of God, we become the sons of God. We partake of the divine nature. Well, the Spirit of God gives us you like a little chunk right off the bat. And that was the first. And after that, it's been more like, I don't want to say monthly installments, but on a slower pace. The down payment was bigger and a, you feel like God put a good 10-20% down. You know, it was like, whoom, and a big change. And after that, little changes. But we see this progress, you know, and that's what seals us, that we see, we receive the Holy Spirit of God. We receive that down payment. And then we continue to receive payment. And we continue to grow and the knowledge and the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. So moreover, I call God for a record on my soul, that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth. To spare you. See, there was something going on between them. Remember, there had been issues of terrible things going on. There was a lot of confusion. There was different influences. It's a big city, Corinth is. And so, you know, originally his first letter was written in a lot of anger, more rebuke. You know, there was rebuke, and it was kind of severe, a severe letter. And I think, you know, I think he avoided showing up in person to give them time to straighten things out. And not because we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. See, those, and that's the whole point, is that the servants of God are not lords over Christ's dominion. They are the servants. And indeed, all we will all, you know, may there first be last, and last be first. We will all have our place in his kingdom, and shall be sitting down with him in his throne. As it says, I will give them to rule with a rod of iron. But as we live here, many that be first be last, will be last, and last first. So just because somebody seems like a big high, you know, say, well, Paul, you teach and you have all these gifts. It's like, well, maybe in the kingdom of God, I'm just a street sweeper. I've recently taken to saying, you know, in God's kingdom, I just want to be a low-level bureaucrat. If I can just be a low-level bureaucrat in the kingdom of heaven, when it comes to earth, I will indeed be a happy man. And it wouldn't shock me at all if that's all I attain to. As many that be first be last. So, because someone seems to have all the gifts on earth, it doesn't necessarily mean they do well in the sight of God. It's a lot of responsibility that goes with a lot of gifts. But we are not lords over one. But and I'll tell you what, those who make themselves lords over God's heritage, I don't know if they're even going to make it. Those who are apostles and prophets, their job is to help the joy of others, to help them in their faith, to help increase their faith, not to be lords over their faith. I don't want to be a lord over anyone's faith. I want to help. And that's what we ought to do. Amen.